Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Well, finally this morning, supping has become very popular over the last while. What's that, I hear you ask? Well, you can now see stand-up paddleboarders or suppers on rivers, lakes and canals, as well as along the coast, standing in perfect balance, effortlessly cutting the water with their paddle and gliding along on their boards. It looks so easy and so chilled and so relaxed. But is it? Dermot McIntyre from Grey Herring Media joined a group of other beginners on the shore of Loch Gill to go supping under the expert guidance of Niall Hart from Sligo Bay Sup.
You're settling here in Hazelwood Forest. That's Loch Gill in front of you. That's Killary there. So it's a nice sheltered little bay here. I really like when you just paddle out, you just come out behind the trees onto the Gar Vogue and you look to your right and then you can just see Ben Bulbin just peeking out. Everything is so green around you, like, it's a real nice setting, like, you know.
And you have a big gang?
We have a big gang today, yeah, from all over. Right, so we'll get everyone out in front, okay, so you kind of can back up a little bit. Jeremy, you can come around here as well, just keep coming up.
So we're just about to head out paddleboarding. It's new enough to me and I found somebody else who it is also brand new to.
My name is Molly. I'm here with some of my friends. We're from Dublin and visiting Sligo for the first time, so heading out paddleboarding for my first time. So hoping we don't fall in. Keeping the fingers crossed for that.
Yeah. Good luck with it.
Yeah. I'm John. This is my daughter Erin. Erin's up from Dublin for the weekend. So it's our first breakaway where we get out to a hotel and yeah, it's just wonderful to actually have some sort of freedoms again and be able to do some stuff, have some fun.
Finally.
Have you any fears about it? Or are you?
No.
If you fall in, you fall in?
I get wet.
I plan to.
You plan to?
Yeah.
So guys, we'll just get a semicircle out the front, all right? So guys, it's pretty easy. What we have, paddle and board. On your paddle, you got handle, shaft and blade. The angle is away, okay? On your boards then, there's a leash. So you walk down to your boards, leash, right or left foot, doesn't really matter. Just a bit of Velcro, just to keep you attached to your board when you go down. So kind of stay on your knees, see the two swans, you're about 30 yards out there. Stay on your knees until you get there. Paddle on your knees for a while, figure out left, right. Just get comfortable with yourself before you move on to the next stage, all right? If you're feeling wobbly, if you find yourself doing, as we call it, the sup dance on the board, it's over, okay? You're going to fall in, all right? So if that happens, just go flat, right? Try and get as low as possible as quick as you can, all right? That's the only thing that will save you. Other than that, the more you relax into this, the easier it is, guys. Just keep looking around you, have a chat, have a bit of crack, and that's what it's all about, okay?
Okay. So let's get the boards in the water.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
So we've got to make our way out through all the ducks and the swans.
The ducks, they usually kind of part their way for us.
So I'm sitting on, I have the knee on both sides.
Yeah, so you can just paddle there on your knees for a little while, just kind of get used to it.
And I'm getting ready now to stand up.
Just as soon as you have a little bit of movement in the board, paddle down in front of you, get one foot up and then get the other foot. Just kind of push off your hands and get yourself up then. So your right foot is pretty good there.
Okay.
So you want to try and get the left one up now. So put a bit more weight on your hands.
Okay.
Push it up.
So I'm almost like an Olympic weightlifter.
Yeah, you're in the...
I'm in the crouch position.
Yeah.
My knees are bent. Lift the paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now that board will start to feel better. One hand on top of the paddle. Try and get the paddle in the water as quick as you can. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty good. You're starting to relax into it a wee bit better.
And it's almost as if I'm relaxing in the breathing and relaxing looking in front of me. The legs themselves are actually getting stable.
You can see that. You can see the nerves are gone already. Shaking has stopped.
But compared, even as I was coming out on my knees, I mean, it felt like a lot of effort. Now I've just got the hand up on the top of the paddle.
Yeah.
It's more like a gondola.
Glide, yeah. Pretty nice, like.
Just standing, gliding along. That's what we're doing. We're gliding along. Whoa! Oh!
Go down.
Oh, okay.
Go back down to your knees again.
Back down to my knees. Okay. But that really felt like I was on the way.
Yeah, you were on the edge there. You were starting your little sup dance at that stage.
So that's the sup dance, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
We're out in the middle of the lake and Niall's just dropped behind us a tiny bit because we've lost one of our members to the water.
My mum with a terrible balance.
It's your mum with terrible balance. Yeah. And this is the mum you said, "Mum, this is going to be great fun. Let's come do this together." Yeah.
That's it. Now you're up, yeah.
Niall's guiding her. First back onto the board. And now she's gone from kneeling on the board to standing up.
And you squat down into it when you're paddling. Watch me there, look.
And at this point, we're about 300 metres from shore. I've seen a little bit of nervous laughter there, was it?
Oh, we just collided a little bit.
Just collided? It's a really big lake and you managed to collide.
We're just trying to huddle together for some sort of security. Yeah. My legs are a little bit wobbly. My arms are a little bit wobbly. I don't want to fall into the lake, but it's lovely all around me.
It's a lovely way to get a feel of a place, isn't it? Because you're going so slowly, like you'd normally be hitting around.
You can't really think about anything else. It just gives you some time to concentrate on things that aren't going on in your daily life, and you just get a minute to enjoy your surroundings, I think.
And the distance we've covered has surprised me. It's a couple of kilometres at this point we've gone. I thought I'd be aching more as well. I thought there'd be a lot more effort.
Yeah, because I've been kayaking a couple of times and you definitely feel that in your shoulders and your back as soon as you start doing it. But there's really no effort required. You don't really have to do much work.
So guys, we're just going to cut through the aisle between the island here and Hazelwood. You just paddle on that side. Yeah, just keep coming in. So we'll just go through the reeds here. There's a little path that you can get through. So you're coming out onto the Garvaug now here. Looks really impressive when you come out around the corner. And if you keep going straight down, you can head down for pints down in the middle of the town.
Everybody's already beginning to relax even ahead of us.
Yeah, kind of in their twos and threes catching up.
And a couple of people have dropped back to kneeling. And one person even kayaking style having to sit down.
Like we've had everything from 8 to 80 on the water. You know, every age like. They think they can't do it. When they get out, they realise nothing's impossible. Like. But it's so peaceful as well. Like. You know, you're just paddling away. You know, no one annoying you. It's really nice. Like. It's a great feeling of relaxation on it. Like, you know, and everyone that comes out doing this as well, if they get to the front of the group, it's fairly hard reining them in. They just get into a zone and they just lose themselves. Like, you know.
The wind has died down a little bit. It was much breezier as we came around our first corner. So it was harder to control and we kind of had to come back in closer to the shore. But now that we're further into our adventure, it's kind of died down, which makes it easier to kind of control the board and stay in position, I think.
There was a real little frisson of panic for the first few minutes, whereas we're maybe half an hour or 40 minutes in and suddenly, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're paddleboarders now.
We're paddleboarders.
And that was Dermot McIntyre from Grey Herring Media, supping on Loch Gill, County Sligo, in the company of Niall Hart from Sligo Bay Sup. That piece was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.